Are you ready for the golden age? The Quantum Galaxy Network presents Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Variety Channel, where we prepare you and the planet for the golden age. Making Life Brighter features experts in their field and visionaries sharing their unique keys for sustainability on Earth, including all cutting-edge healing modalities, consciousness training, and natural healing. Tune in every Thursday for valuable golden nuggets of universal harmony and coherency with body, mind, and spirit. Each week, Winifred introduces you to thought leaders, best-selling authors, influencers, and Grammy Award-winning musicians. Making Life Brighter is your source for inspiring us to live in cooperation and purpose as we prepare for the golden age and beyond. The Quantum Galaxy Network invites you to join Making Life Brighter as we prepare for the golden age. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and I am so happy to be with you today. We have a super duper guest for you today with very cool cutting edge technology that's considered alien technology, actually. And it is really in our ballywhack of healing. And we are always talking about quantum. We're touching on what's going on in the universe and back again. And today, our guest is going to bring to light the things that she is doing worldwide and how she's helping people heal all over the world with this special technology that she developed. So I will bring her on in just a minute, but we have some exciting news for you. First of all, I'd like to shout out Dr. Harmon again last week, and he is incredible. And now that I will be out of YouTube jail officially, I will be able to post the supplement that I have for him, for Brad Olson, for Lee J. McCloskey, all these visionaries, all these luminaries, and these people that are visiting us here as we prepare the planet and the people for the golden age and beyond. So I'm so happy that you've come to be with us tonight. And we have very, very special guest with us today. So first of all, I want to tell you that yours truly will be out on the road this week. And you can see me speak in Brooklyn this week on Friday on the Truth Tour. And then next weekend, you can see me speak down in Tampa, Florida on the Truth Tour. And then our culmination landing spot in Los Angeles, California on the weekend of the 21st through the 23rd on the Truth Tour. So we have exciting people that are going to speak, and they are speaking their minds, their hearts, their souls, and they're speaking up for America. So come join us this week and all the rest of this month on the Truth Tour. And you can go to thetruthtour.com, thetruthtour.com, and you can check it out there, get your tickets. And I have a link there. You can find me there under Winifred Adams. So I would like to just point out to you also, for all these extra supplements we're going to do on the show, you can go to YouTube, you can join on Patreon. And yes, I do have a Rumble channel, so you can go there as well. And we will be exceptionally redundant since I've been in YouTube jail. All right, everybody, without further ado, we have a tremendous guest, and you are going to want to stick around for the supplement of this show as well, because we're going to dive deeper. And our special guest today was actually born to genius scientists who met in engineering physics. And she's gone on to become a doctor, and she's taught holistic health for 4 decades. But most importantly, and why I invited her to speak with us tonight, is because she developed the first effective scalar healing light chamber in 1978 in her Solana Health. And there's some fascinating stories that go on behind that, actually. But she didn't stop there. She's been an international who's who. She's lectured at the United Nations at MIT. She's been in the World Health Summit. She's been part of the Harvard Club. She's been part of the London's Royal Society of Medicine, Mount Sinai Medical School, and the Scalar Research Experts Conference. She's been a Tesla tech in regenerative technology and anti-aging congresses, as well as numerous medical schools and ministries of health worldwide. And even knighted for her humanitarian service. She has been in a part of the Global Foundation for Integrative Medicines and as a commissioner for the International Tribunal of Natural Justice. Now, you know that we've had Sasha Stone on this show several times. He's gone head-to-head with our mutual buddy, Full:Russell-J:Gould, and they have talked the now space, they have talked the healing space, and we have covered so much ground on making life brighter, and I'm so honored to bring these people together because they are the people you need to watch and see. So here, with her special Bioscalar EE system technology, and having been seen on CNN, Fox News, The Doctors, Wall Street, and Beverly Hills Times, please welcome none other than Dr. Sandra Michaels. Welcome, Dr. Michaels. Thank you for being here on Making Life Brighter.
Hey, aloha. Yeah, you didn't mention kahuna, but I start everything by saying aloha. So one breath. That breath of the love of all life, and we're here to share in that aloha spirit. So aloha to everybody, and we talk about infinite waves of love and aloha healing energy flowing around the world, because we just want to heal the world.
Aloha. And I can say in a kind of a tongue-in-cheek way, welcome back to Earth. And we are here with people like yourself that are bringing beautiful technologies to the planet at this time where it's needed more than ever. So let's talk first about the system, because I went down to one of your centers and one of your places in Long Island, and I tried out this EE system. So first, since this audience is geared toward healing, let's talk about what the EE system is, the scalar light that you developed back when, and why this has developed to where it is today. Let's talk about how you came up with this to begin with.
Oh, gosh. Like I said, I grew up doing all of Tesla's experiments and all, you know, that's kind of my thing. But then I went into healing, and from 1971, I was studying chiropractic, reflexology, nutrition, Ayurveda, acupressure, all these reflexology, all these different things, and organic gardening, etc. To me, everything was a science experiment. And it's all pure science. So I started in the early 70s studying radionics and Rife and biophotonics and all those things. But our thing is, you know, I'm really a hands-on healer. And my thing is, how do we heal the world? And so we translated all that into a technology. So, and that, you know, we were just talking about Boulder, Colorado, and our first real system of the technology in the form it is now. Like I said, I built my first scalar healing light chamber in 1978.
And believe it or not, how did you get the download for that? How did this come about?
Oh, it was after all kinds of experiments and research and using some materials from NASA and understanding light and working with the sacred geometries and all kinds of research. And I embedded it, created it, and we were seeing anything and everything heal. Because the power that made the body heals the body. That goes back to my original chiropractic background, I guess. But the power that made the body heals the body. But how do you plug the body back into the cosmic light socket? You know, activate that light that is within us. How do we activate that? So this was like, you know, it's like a human battery charger, but it works with anything, with life, with DNA. It's just creating hyper healthy, energetic environment where it's a very cohesive, coherent, unified field that's very supportive of life, actually, just your light force and life force energy, and to give the body the energy to heal itself. But it's beneficial for anything and everything. So I was asking, how do we create the next quantum leaps of consciousness for the planet? How do we bring healing to the world with everything that we knew that was coming in this time?
Beautiful. That is a open prayer that now you're answering, and the inspirations obviously come through, because this is very interesting. I want to get into the mechanics of what it is that you landed on. But before we jump into the mechanics, how did you measure the frequency? How did you know? I mean, you must have felt scalar. You obviously are gifted. You've come through and you're healing people. You're working with the different modalities. But when you have scalar run through you, because I know from my own work that feeling, how did you measure that to be able to take it and put it into this technology?
Scalar, by definition, is not measurable. It's nonlinear, non-Hertzian, fifth dimensional, standing columnar waves beyond relative time and space. So yeah, just try to measure it. It's observable by effects, but it's the easiest way to understand it is an infinity wave, literally an infinity wave. And it creates a zero point energy, but it's an infinity wave, but nonlinear, you know, so it's very observable by effects in that it can create a null zone or a nullification, what they call an EM null zone or a neutralization, nullification of detrimental and destructive energies and fields that are destructuring the DNA. Of course, my mother was fissioning plutonium in the lab the whole time she was pregnant with me. So I know radiation literally from the inside out. And so acutely aware of detrimental fields. Came in extremely energy sensitive and could put my hands around the animals and watch how the energy went through and healing all the animals on the farm. And then doing all of Tesla's experiments. I thought everybody's favorite toys were Geiger counters and gyroscopes growing up. Those were my two favorite toys. And healing and working with the animals, of course, and seeing everything as consciousness, literally. And the body is like a condensation of consciousness. And the DNA, you know, it's the interface with the DNA is that scalar wave, that infinity wave. And so how do we activate and, you know, activate that light at the core of the DNA? Because the pure science is that it's the light from the stars. We are stardust. We are bodies of light, beings of light. Fritz Albert Popp's work, for example, is that prime function of DNA is storage of photons. Well, what's a photon? That's your quantums of light. Or you could also see it from the spiritual side when Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. It's that light, that divine light, and activating that light. Our DNA is our God code. Literally, it's written in our DNA. But we are starlight. Well, you could, you know, some people have called it starseed. But how do you activate that light at the core of the DNA? And then when we radiate that light, nothing that's not of the light can affect us. And, you know, because these carbon-based bodies don't like radiation too much, it unzips the DNA. You know, whether it's ionizing or non-ionizing radiation, it unzips the DNA, breaks those bonds. And so unified fields puts the DNA back to its original matrix. So this was designed to put the DNA back to its original divine design. We all want our designer genes.
We're just going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with more Dr. Sandra Michaels right here on Making Life Brighter. You can subscribe on iTunes and don't go anywhere. We have so much more. We're going to talk about how this heals and what it heals. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back here on Making Life Brighter.
Having trouble sleeping at night? Needing better digestion? How would you like to optimize your body? Have more peace inside and be stress-free instantly? You can get your own personalized body system analysis by leading medical intuitive and body system health expert, Winifred Adams. Do you know someone who could benefit from a better immune system or a healthier body? Align your health today and make your appointment for your body system analysis with leading medical intuitive and master healer, Winifred Adams. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com and request an appointment. Be sure to put Radio Special along with your name to receive a one-time offer of $50 off your comprehensive analysis. Book your one-hour analysis today. Be sure to look for the app on iTunes coming soon and find out more about classes, seminars, and how to sign up for the Quantum Healing Meditations. Get into alignment, body, mind, and soul. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com and request your appointment today. Be sure to mention Radio Special along with your name. A brighter, healthier you awaits.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
One man is growing old and one man is being told that.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with host and leading medical intuitive Winifred Adams on the Voice America Variety Channel, your preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment, featuring experts in their field and visionaries preparing the planet for the golden age and beyond. For more information, visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com in the media section. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we have special guest Dr. Sandra Michaels here with us today, and she's talking about her EE system, which is all about scalar light healing, and it is healing people all over the world. And so we were talking the mechanics of this, and Dr. Sandra, let's get back in and talk about that. You were talking about DNA and activating the DNA. I loved what you said about the carbon body and the unzipping of it, and it does not like anything that's constrictive, if you will. And I think this density is constrictive. So if you would take that further for us, let's jump back into what the scalar light really is that's working in this technology.
Yeah, because it's not just the scalar. Scalar is one piece, but we're colliding photons as well. When you talk about the photons, those quantums of light, but we're colliding photons, kind of like CERN or Fermi Labs, but in a very healthy, hyper-healthy way.
Healthy way.
Yeah, where it's creating photonic fusion. And so with that, it's a whole nother interface with the DNA in that, one of the scientists I actually worked with, one of the physicists, was Panos Pappas out of Greece. And he proved that what actually occurs in the DNA is photonic fusion. So very, very interesting work. That's like, it's like a cold nuclear fusion. And right. So that's actually kind of what we're accomplishing. And so it's not just the scalar. It's like so many things layered to create the effects. So it's not any one frequency. It's spanning it's a full spectrum of hyper-healthy energy for the body. So you've got the benefits of pulsed electromagnetic field therapies, you've got the polychromatic therapy side, which is, you know, your ultimate color therapy, so to speak. You've got the scalar, but with phase conjugation, phase conjugate wave pairs that come together. And the science is sexy on that, because what happens when phase conjugate wave pairs come together, it creates an implosion. What's a conjugal relationship? I like to see it as God and Goddess coming together within us and radiating their infinite light and love. And it's like implosion is like an orgasm of light force, life force energy, God's being in love with us, through us, and as us. And every cell is really meant to function in that oneness with that orgasmic energy of creator and creation, and literally life force energy. And that is our divine birthright. It is our divine design. So you've been in there, you've noticed it. It kind of looks like a combination of The Matrix and Star Trek and Star Wars got together and had a baby.
It's right. You know, when you walk into this, now I went to one in Long Island, and when you walk in, it's just set up in someone's refurbished basement. So there's four different screens, there's a table in the middle, and there's chairs around the edge, because you're basically in a a room within the field. The field is becomes filled up in the entire room, technically, but you have these screens that are facing inward toward the table. The person technically lies on the table. My dog was under the table.
The animals know where to go.
Immediately. He went straight. It was over for him. He went and laid down under the table and he didn't move for the first hour. He didn't even move. Now, I just want to share my observation quickly before you jump into the explanation, because maybe you can explain what I saw. First of all, I could feel it immediately. There was no doubt that there was a field of energy that was happening around me or to me, and something was changing in me. Something was happening to me. But on these screens, there was verbiage and color and wording, and it was scrolling down. It was scrolling a certain direction, and it was successive. Then I noticed, I opened my eyes at the end of the first hour. How did I know that it was at the end of the first hour? I have no idea, but I opened my eyes at that moment. My dog moved, and I noticed that the screens appeared to go the other direction. Is that true? Is that what actually happened? Did it reverse directions? Because it felt like it was a whole nother spin of energy.
It's scrolling and reversing the whole time. You just didn't notice.
Okay. All right.
Your Fibonacci sequence is scrolling up and scrolling down.
Got it. Very good. So what was happening to our bodies in that? What was taking place for us?
Well, the body grabs the energy. It's like literally light force, life force energy, and it's increasing the cellular voltage. You know, maybe you've heard of healing as voltage, and there's a book by that name, and that's true. So how do you increase the cell membrane potential or that voltage back up to a healthy level? Again, some of the researchers, one of the physicists I worked with, found that cancer doesn't exist in the body till it's below minus 20. We're meant to be at 70 to 90 millivoltage when healthy. So we have done research with Accugraph and different things where it found in 1 hour, it brought the human energy level, the cellular level, back up into that healthy range. So it gives the body the energy to heal itself. It's extraordinarily bioactive energy, meaning that the body relates to that energy. It's a hyper-healthy energetic environment. And what you see on the screen, it's designed to look like 12 strands of DNA. And so it's because it's designed to activate all of our latent DNA and interface with the DNA. And actually, if I stopped it on a black background, which is how I originally created it, it looks precisely like the screens out of the Genome Project.
Well, I have to just comment right now, and I'm not joking, and nor am I making this up, because I consider myself a very grounded, clear individual who's fairly familiar with these kinds of wavelengths. I can feel that as we talk about this. This is going to sound funny, but I can actually feel that again right now. I can actually feel it as we discuss this. I feel it almost in the top of my head, like where it hit me first when we sat down there. So I don't know if that's cellular memory or if that's actually pulling the biofield in.
As we reaccessing the state, but the DNA is an antenna for scalar, really. I mean, it's meant to be, but we're being bombarded 24/7 with the EMF, the ELF, the radiation, the microwave stuff, when we're really meant to be in this ideal, optimal environment that we'd have on a paradise planet, which is really what this is meant to be.
Right.
So I went to recreate that ideal, optimal energy for our greatest life, you know, for our greatest healing. And yes, it looks like 12 strands of DNA on the screen, although the real power is in like the black box technology behind the screen. And so that's a field engine generator. And so, you know, like I said, and then they're precisely aligned. You went to one of our lower key centers that was in a private home and, you know, very intimate versus the bigger centers that are going in. And, you know, that have many, you know, up to 40 chairs and a whole different environment. But very, very nice. And of course, the animals all know exactly what to do.
You did. He just went straight under the table.
They're so much easier than humans, actually.
So I had someone there that had a sizable breast tumor. And what would that be doing for someone like that?
It's just going to give the body the energy to try to heal itself. First thing, I talked about that implosion and that release of energy, and that's release of charge. When your body has that charge, it wants to discharge everything that doesn't belong. So, you know, it's you're getting charged up. Well, the first thing the body wants to do when it has more energy is it wants to clean house. So it's going to be trying to discharge the heavy metals and the PCBs and the glyphosates and all the stuff that ever created the cancer or the disease in the first place. It's giving the body the energy to heal. And cancer doesn't exist in an oxygenated system. So there's something called hydrobifurcation that goes on, where it's releasing the active hydrogen in the body, like your ultimate oxygen therapy. But it's also releasing the active hydrogen, which is that much more important kind of, well, they need to be in balance. The active hydrogen is your ultimate antioxidant. Because just oxygen is not the answer either. We need the ultimate antioxidants, but also the active hydrogen. That's your pH. So cancer, this is Warburg's work. Cancer doesn't exist in an oxygenated system. It doesn't exist in an alkaline system. We're like batteries, right? We're like, every cell is like a mini battery. And so we're like alkaline batteries here. So they need to be in an alkaline state. Cancer only exists where there's been acidification of the tissues, et cetera, with the waste products and things like that. So this is releasing the active hydrogen. So it's trying to balance the pH through the whole body. And then the other unique thing with that active hydrogen, we've got the zero point energy, unified fields. It's trying to put the DNA back to its original divine design, and then that active hydrogen can repair the covalent hydrogen bonds, repair the genetic damage, repair the DNA, you know, put it all back the way it was designed to be, you know. So there's a lot of repair. There's both that discharge and release of everything that doesn't belong, and that's why afterwards the detox effects are profound. And so sometimes people won't feel good as some of those toxins are being released, but you want to do that. It's old technology. It's called a salt bath.
Oh, yeah. You know, we did foot baths, and we have to take a quick break right now. And we'll be back with more Dr. Sandra Michaels right here on Making Life Brighter. But when we come back, we're going to talk about what happened afterwards, after the visit, and get into more of this technology and how we can heal the world with this. So stay tuned, because we have so much more with Dr. Sandra Michaels. This is fascinating. Love your work. This is amazing. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble sleeping at night? Needing better digestion? How would you like to optimize your body? Have more peace inside and be stress-free instantly. You can get your own personalized body system analysis by leading medical intuitive and body system health expert, Winifred Adams. Do you know someone who could benefit from a better immune system or a healthier body? Align your health today and make your appointment for your body system analysis with leading medical intuitive and master healer, Winifred Adams. Go to makinglifebrighter.com and request an appointment. Be sure to put Radio Special along with your name to receive a one-time offer of $50 off your comprehensive analysis. Book your one-hour analysis today. Be sure to look for the app on iTunes coming soon and find out more about classes, seminars, and how to sign up for the Quantum Healing Meditations. Get into alignment, body, mind, and soul. Go to makinglifebrighter.com and request your appointment today. Be sure to mention Radio Special along with your name. A brighter, healthier you awaits.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
One man is growing old and One man is being told that.
You are listening to Making Life Brighter, a presentation by the Quantum Galaxy Network for the Variety Channel on Voice America, featuring visionaries, thought leaders, and consciousness experts leading the way as we prepare the planet for the golden age and beyond. Right here on Making Life Brighter Radio with your host, leading medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Be sure to download the app. For more information, go to makinglifebrighter.com under media. Now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. We're here today with Dr. Sandra Michaels, and she is a leading doctor out there in the holistic world. She has been out across the world sharing her technology, her gifts, her message of light and healing across the world. And we have been talking about her EE system in depth. And mind you, after this show, I ask you and invite you to come over to YouTube, where we are going to continue this conversation. So what we do here is not limited. We're going to dive deep. But Dr. Sandra, we were talking about the scalar system, the light healing. What's actually happening in that body? And you're going into the hydrogen bonds and all the things that are happening. It's not just about oxygenating a body. It's not just about alkalinity, you were saying. You were talking about there being more, and now the system is pulling the toxins, pulling the metals, pulling the things out of the body. And I just want to tell you that when we got back from that, we were doing foot baths, and the foot baths were intense after that. They came out very dark. It was a huge clearing in many ways. Now, how many times would someone in that kind of condition need to attend one of these to see that kind of permanent change, or has there been permanent change?
It's been lots of permanent change. Yeah. And it can only help. It cannot hurt. But we've been very, very blessed in that we've seen anything and everything heal. But again, it's the power that made the body that heals the body. And so the body relates to the energy. It has more energy. First thing it wants to do is clean house, that discharge, the detox. That detoxification is profound. It's like the world's easiest detox, because the body will be trying to push your toxins, your, you know, metabolic waste. So we're living in such a toxic soup. We're all dealing with radiation poisoning, and the radiolytic isotopes are all heavy metals as well, besides the mercury and the nanoaluminums and the graphene oxide and all these different things. So the body's going to want to discharge and push all that out. Well, the fastest way out is with that salt bath. It's a minimum of 2 cups of sea salt, not Epsom salt, sea salt, 1 pound of salt. If people can remember that. Ideally, they'd use 1 pound of salt, 2 cups of salt, 2 cups baking soda. That's the bath recommended for radiation. And now 1 cup of 20 mutein borax, that's your boron. 20 mutein borax, because that helps deal with some of these nanobots and synthetic biologies and spike proteins and things like that, that you know, because everybody's dealing with detox from, you know, all these things within the release of the last couple of years of these synthetic biologies. So that's the bath I particularly recommend. But nothing does what a bath does. It's the skin is the largest organ of elimination. So that's the world's easiest detox. The body will be trying to push the toxins out of every nook and cranny it can get it out of. You want a nice hot salt bath, because that'll open up the capillaries, open up the pores. The salt will pull the toxins like a magnet.
Beautiful. And
so you want to breathe. That's called expiration. But the skin is the third kidneys. So this is a way to take the stress off the kidneys. In fact, we've had many people that have been candidates for dialysis no longer need dialysis.
Love that. Yes.
Many. Yeah. Because it's a criminal almost that we haven't been taught to do salt baths, as simple as that is. Nothing does what a bath does.
Sea salt, borax, and
yes, sea salt, baking soda, and borax.
Baking soda. Yeah. Now, where does one go and get 1 pound of sea salt easily? That'll be the question.
Oh, even kosher salt will work, but salt, you know, it's just salt. It could be Himalayan salt, Celtic salt, real salt from Utah. It could be kosher salt. You can buy salt in bulk at the health food store, you know, Haynes sea salt, whatever.
Now, is it the protocol that once people go on the bed and they come off, or in the field, I'll say, because it's not always on a bed, but in the field of this technology, and then you come out and you do the bath after, is that the idea?
Yes. And that works with the charge in the body as well. But as the body's pushing the toxins out, you don't want to reabsorb them. You want to drink a lot of water. Clinical hydration is a gallon of water a day. Drink a lot of water, do that hot salt bath. The skin's the third kidney. So again, that's just kind of anatomy physiology 101 that seems to have been forgotten by our doctors.
Magically erased from the medical formula and school teaching. It's really incredible how the basics don't seem to be anywhere in sight. And yet our grandmothers knew this. How did they know that?
Yeah, and breathing, because, you know, you can actually, that's called expiration. You can actually breathe out of a lot of the toxins. But it also takes breath for energy to move. That's why I talk about aloha so much. You're breathing light, breathing love, and letting go of everything that no longer serves.
Let's stop right there for a second. You are recognized as a bona fide kahuna. And so aloha is near and dear to your heart. Let's right. Explain how that came to pass, because that's a real honor. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was actually a very rare honor and a very unique path as far as when I was recognized by the lineages, by all these different lineages as being the original teacher of Huna and fulfillment of the prophecies. But what I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here as the fulfillment of prophecies, which is way I'm recognized. But I'm here to say, let's call forward all that wisdom of our DNA, the wisdom of our ancestors. It's all within us, all the way back to source. And that's your source power, your source energy. So all the way back, let's call forward all the wisdom of all the experience on this planet. Now what do we want to create? If we could create all that, now what do we want to create? And we are here. What I like to talk about is each and every one of you, that there's no accident that any person listening right now that you're hearing this, because we are here to be here now in the fulfillment of all the prayers, all the promises, and all the prophecies of all who have gone before us. And we've waited a long time for this time on the planet. This is that turning of the ages, but the Great Awakening cannot and will not be stopped.
It will not be stopped. Amen. Can you say a prayer for us now to keep that energy strong and in place?
Oh, gosh. I could, yes. I guess so. Which one am I going to use? One's a simple one that I've taught, and I've taught this all over the world, a simple one, so people can kind of follow this. It's a chant about alignment and about being aligned by the light, with the light, and as the light, and highest powers of love here on earth as we are in heaven. Through us now. So it's Om Akua Ki A Mana Va. 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 Simple.
Beautiful.
Om Akua. Ki'a manava. So people can take and use that. I've used it all over the world. It's the Hawaiian language is actually the same in Egypt. And I use that to open up chambers in Egypt. You know, and of course, that Great Pyramid is a profound scalar generator.
Yes, absolutely. We'll dive into that in the YouTube segment. You've had so many experiences, but before we go to break, we have like 3 minutes. Let's dive into who showed up on your doorstep when you started using this technology.
Oh, yeah. You did have to ask that. Yeah, it's been an interesting life. It really has.
Can you talk about that?
You know, as a healer, you know, I've been teaching holistic health more than over 45 years now. Been teaching holistic health. But, you know, when I built that first scalar healing light chamber there in Golden, Colorado, and once I got it, I'd been working on it already for a few years. But the first full system that I set up was there in Golden, Colorado. And next thing I know, and you know, as a healer, we're just trying to stay under the radar. So that's one of the jokes. Yeah, how's that working for you? Just trying to stay under the radar, because NASA showed up at the door. It turned out we were surrounded by 300 men in hazmat suits. They put the whole country on DEFCON alert. Whole country. They thought the Russians had put a bomb. Or put a nuclear device. It was a signature of a nuclear sub, actually, on land.
Oh, I didn't know that part. That's amazing. Yes.
Now this is robust technology. This is industrial string scalar. Okay, this is not a little scalar watch.
This is not Weekend Warrior stuff. This is the real deal on a global scale, and actually a galaxy scale.
Oh, we had the ships over. We had everything. It was pretty wild.
What did they say to you, and what did you say to them?
Well, they wanted to know what I was doing. They wanted to see it.
What did they say once they felt it?
And I do know now the person that signed off on all the Senate subcommittee stuff, et cetera. We're working together. I can say unequivocally, you know, that, you know, I'm working on projects for advanced radiation remediation, water remediation. We have everything to heal everything on this planet. And I am working with the top scientist that signed off on my technology, and we're working closely now. Very, very interesting. Because we ended up putting it in Houston with NASA, and I would get, and so, yeah, is with the research they were doing with NASA, studying black hole corridors, Nissan corridors, things like that. But they also were the ones that had the top geneticist at Baylor University studying the effect of our technology on the DNA, and found it was repairing all the breaks in the DNA, all the genetic damage, and lengthening the telomeres. Now, we've since done other research, for example, with our Stanford-Harvard biophysicists with the medallions. And this was DNA lab research, finding that it increased the electrical conductivity of DNA by 28%, which is profound. And that's why you feel it so much. Yes. But that's also why these medallions and bracelets work so well. You know, because people go, can't you make it smaller? Can't you make it cheaper? Well, we put it into the EE medallions and EE bracelets as a very portable and effective energy modality as well.
So now you can take it with you and continue the energy onward. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio right here with Dr. Sandra Michaels. Stay tuned.
Having trouble sleeping at night? Needing better digestion? How would you like to optimize your body? Have more peace inside and be stress-free instantly? You can get your own personalized body system analysis by leading medical intuitive and body system health expert, Winifred Adams. Do you know someone who could benefit from a better immune system or a healthier body? Align your health today and make your appointment for your body system analysis with leading medical intuitive and master healer, Winifred Adams. Go to makinglifebrighter.com and request an appointment. Be sure to put Radio Special along with your name to receive a one-time offer of $50 off your comprehensive analysis. Book your one-hour analysis today. Be sure to look for the app on iTunes coming soon and find out more about classes, seminars, and how to sign up for the Quantum Healing Meditations. Get into alignment, body, mind, and soul. Go to makinglifebrighter.com and request your appointment today. Be sure to mention Radio Special along with your name. A brighter, healthier you awaits.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you'd like more information on intuitive coaching, coursework, or to book an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook and download the app. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
Wow, everybody. This is an exciting day here at Making Life Brighter. And we have Dr. Sandra Michaels here today with us. And she's talking about her incredible technology that's helping the world heal, the EE system. And she was just talking before we went to break about the jewelry that she's tested to see that, in fact, it's carrying on the frequencies. And as we know, frequency heals. And as she was saying earlier in the beginning, love heals. So, Dr. Sandra, where can people experience these technologies themselves, and where can they purchase what it is you were talking about regarding the medallions and the bracelets?
Well, we have so many centers all over the world now, and they can get the medallions and bracelets there. But they can, to find the center nearest you, go to EESystem.com, EESystem.com, and look at locations. EESystem.com, you can find the hypercharged products. So we're shipping medallions and bracelets literally all over the world. And then I also recommend, you know, of course, we did the Revolution of Healing, you know, with Jason Shirka.
Yes.
And that went because of TLS and my connect with TLS also. That went all over the world. So the Revolution of Healing. And from that, you know, I've talked for decades about we are the combined unified presence that can heal the world. So I recommend people go to unifiedhealing.com or unifiedhealing.com/locations to find the locations. But Unified Healing, that's UNIFYD. Unified with a Y, unifiedhealing.com, and you'll find more information and testimonials. And on our research page, I definitely recommend people go to the research page. Again, this isn't kind of your foo-foo woo-woo stuff. I mean, we have peer-reviewed published studies, we have white papers, we have, you know, I mean, just all kinds of research done by top scientists all over the world. But also, we worked with Dr. Terry Shintani, professor of complementary alternative medicine, MD, JD, MPH, Harvard-trained doctor, and peer-reviewed published study, one on reversal of seizure disorder. And this was a little girl with a clear case of vaccine damage and autism, but was having 8 to 10 grand mal seizures a day. She's just about 4 years old, and 8 to 10 grand mals a day, 8 to 10 petite mal seizures. They had done everything allopathically and holistically. They'd done chelation to try to pull the heavy metals. They bought their own hyperbaric chamber for the oxygen therapy. They'd done all the dietary stuff, and she was still having 8 to 10 grand mal seizures a day ever since that well baby check that didn't come out so good. So she had her first seizure-free day after a third one-hour session in the EE system at the University of Hawaii Medical School. So that's one of my, when the mother called me up and said, my daughter smiled at me for the first time in years. I have my daughter back. Thank you. That's why we do what we do. We love miracles. But they've also, you know, we've had total reversals of mesothelioma. You know, that's the lung cancer from asbestos.
Right. So yeah. That's working. it's just going to prove that where people have the indicated issue, the entire body is being affected. The whole field is actually healing, almost like the auric field in. Everything from the DNA out and the aura in is being affected by this. You feel it when you're in the immediately.
And it's being aligned by the light, with the light, as the light, making life brighter, literally from the inside out, turning the lights on, what I like to call cellular enlightenment, but charged up when the power that made the body heals the body. And then we've seen anything and everything heal, because when the body has the right energy and the light, when it has that activated within us, you know, and we radiate light, nothing that is not of that light can affect us. We are pure beings of light, really. But the body wants to heal, and there isn't anything that doesn't want to heal in the body. So we love miracles.
We love miracles too, and we are so happy you brought your gift and insight to the table right now with your miracle for Earth, essentially. And so how many times is it recommended someone go? How many visits does someone make? What's the typical protocol?
Well, up till the revolution of healing coming out, more than 90% of our systems were in private homes around the bed. Although we've been doing the research and having it with doctors and all this stuff. And you can read the research and testimonials on the website and take a look at a lot of that. But you know, most of it was in private homes around the bed. That's ideal. You can never, ever have too much good energy. You can't look too good, feel too good, be too happy. And
so as much as you want to experience it, and for as much as you're seeing your own improvements and things followed by the bath protocol and so on. And that's kind of what you're saying. And they are centers around the world. So you can go to the website. You can find the location nearest you.
Clinically, people do, I recommend a minimum of 2 hours at a time. For example, there are three clinics here in Las Vegas. One's a 24 unit, another 16, and another 8. But go for 2 hours at a time, do your salt baths, go back in. But I ask people, how healthy do you want to get? How fast? And then it's also about giving you the energy to change your thinking, to change your mind, to change your diet, you know. Yeah. To give you the energy to change your life and to change the world. Ultimately, we need everybody to have more energy to make more intelligent, healthier, more informed choices. And remember that we are at choice. You know, we're not victims here. Let's create what we want, to go back to creating what we want for our bodies and our lives and for our communities and our families and our world.
Well, Dr. Sandra Michaels, we have enjoyed speaking with you here on Making Life Brighter. I always ask everyone, what makes your life brighter?
This, I love miracles. So it's the story.
We'll take that.
I get the stories, and it's like, that's what keeps me doing what I do against every attack that we've been through.
We'll talk about all those attacks over on the YouTube page for Making Life Brighter. And we thank you for your time here. We'd love to have you back for more. And it's been a blessing sharing this time with you. But everybody, you can go over to the YouTube channel and you'll see the special supplement that I'll post there. Also, you can find yours truly on thetruthtour.com on Friday in Brooklyn, and then next week in Tampa and the following week.
I want to highly endorse that Truth Tour. I was part of it here in Las Vegas. I'd highly recommend that everybody participate and join that Truth Tour. It's great.
Thank you so much. And we're going to talk about your tours right over on YouTube. Go jolly, everybody. Go make somebody else's life brighter. Thank you, Dr. Sandra Michaels.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. on the Variety Channel on Voice America for quantum healing information, education, and inspiration with thought leaders and experts preparing us and the planet for the golden age and beyond. Go jolly!